News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
12 minutes past seven. The power grid cannot cope with major storms, the EPA has warned, is all over the papers this morning. And joining me to discuss this now is Dr. Conor Quinlan, Senior Manager at the Office of Evidence and Assessment with the EPA. Good morning to you, Conor. The power grid, communications, transports, coastal floodings. This is like a disaster movie, this report. Give us, I suppose, an overarching view of the headlines.
Good morning, Ciara. Yeah, it's a very comprehensive report, and for the first time, it looks at the risks across society from the impacts of climate change as they are likely to manifest themselves throughout the 21st century. It uses consistent evidence and a consistent risk assessment approach. And what that's done for the first time is allow us to map these knock-on consequences, these knock-on chains of impacts that happen. So you'll see in the likes of Storm Éowyn that we remember, trees falling down knocked out power lines, which knocked out water supplies, which impacted people in their homes and had implications, obviously, for the health service, local authorities and the Exchequer. And what we've done now is map those risks, look at their likelihood, their impact and the urgency to take action. And as you've rightly said, we've prioritised risks then for urgent action based on the evidence to date, which has included risks from extreme wind and risks from coastal erosion and flooding at the top of the list.
Okay, so the top of the list, I mean, some of the headlines in the papers, as I said, are quite frightening in a way. You know, the power grid can't cope, communications can't cope, flooding, coastal erosion, transport, all of these things being knocked out. If you were going to put them in a list of, I suppose, 1 to 5, the worst things that's going to happen, what would they be?
When we started this process, we were looking at what we thought would happen. And as we finished this process, even over the past year and a half, we're now discussing some of these risks in the past tense. And there's nothing here that we haven't seen already. So if we look at Éowyn, which is the most recent, and you know, we have a proven resilience deficit in the very recent past now, we know that the electricity distribution network needs to be strengthened in order to withstand the impacts of extreme wind. Similarly, our overground communications infrastructure needs to be made more resilient. When we look at the coastal erosion, coastal flooding piece, we know that the Eastern Rail Corridor, for example, faces quite imminent erosion issues. And we've seen both in Storm Éowyn and in the Middleton flooding that those events would have been far, far worse if the tide happened to have been in at the time. We were very, very lucky, given the storm surges that were forecast, that the tide was out in both cases. But that's not going to happen in all cases in future. And when we move down the list then into inland flooding, we know that inland flooding is happening, I suppose, at a greater magnitude earlier than we would have expected as well. And Middleton, again, is an example of that. And we also see, as we know, we have a growing and a rapidly aging population. And that, coupled with increasing heat in the coming decades, both extreme events such as heat waves and increases in average temperature, with a much larger vulnerable population, that's going to present challenges. And we are aware of all these. I think when you see, and we've experienced most of them, and if you look at Storm Dara as well, international impacts where the damage to a port in Wales essentially caused, you know, consternation in run-up to Christmas. But when you see all these presented in the one table, they look quite stark. But I suppose the first step in dealing with them positively is to identify them and assess them systematically.
And it looks like you have, but taking them in the order you kind of gave them there, the national grid is under pressure, our communications network is under pressure, things like particularly the Eastern Corridor, coastal erosion, but flooding inland and on our coast, these are the... There's such a lot to this. You know, is there any recommendations about where we start in terms of strengthening, I suppose, our resistance and our resilience in the face of these threats?
So as you've said, this is the prioritised list. And this, the need for this study came out of the first round of sectoral adaptation plans that were published in 2019. The updated sectoral adaptation plans are underway currently, and this process has been very collaborative. We've had interaction from 84 state agencies, government departments and other stakeholders, very significant interaction throughout this process, and the findings have been shared every step of the way. So this prioritised risk list is feeding into those revised sectoral adaptation plans that are due later this year, and we'd expect to see actions to address these risks contained in those plans. So there is work underway.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for joining us, Conor. That is Conor Quinlan, their Senior Manager at the Office of Evidence and Assessment with the EPA.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.